I want you to feel me wrap the collar around your neck. Feel me pulling the piece of leather through the shiny buckle and pulling it back past all those little holes to the very tightest one that wraps around your neck without crushing your windpipe. It's very snug. And you pull your neck long in order to elongate it. So that you are able to breathe freely. And then suddenly you feel the click of the end of my leash on one of the shiny, round hoops that are attached around the neck, all the way around the neck, as if it's something that might suspend you or help to suspend your body in the air. Jessica. Fall down, my little pet, as I begin to pull on my leash, pulling you towards my booted feet, walking in a direction away from you, my high-heeled black leather boots, walking and clicking away from you, my long, sexy fingernails wrapped around the end of that leash, pulling you behind me like an animal on your hands and knees. Where you belong, my pet. And while you try and keep your neck nice and long and elongated so you can breathe, my sweet little slave pet, you find yourself trying to crawl in a certain sensual, sexy, feminine manner, carefully placing your hands and fingers on the floor, one after another, always in a graceful, flowing manner, never jerky stops and starts. You keep up with Dominica's pace in a gentle, non-aggressive, flowing manner as you feel your head go so very woozy as you struggle for breath. You find your mind, your thoughts beginning to float away from you. You were thinking of something when we began to talk, and now you're not anymore. Now you're only focusing upon Dominica's sultry, sexy voice with so much complete focus upon my hypnotic tones flowing through you. Drenching your body and mind. Fall deep. Fall deeper, my darling, my pet. Fall deeper. All the way down. Yes. You can still feel me pulling you in the direction of this little laboratory-like thing. It's like a special bathroom, and you feel me pull you up the stairs into this tiny little odd sink where you put your feet in the sink, and the sink is so deep it's as if you can sit right on the side and it fits all of your legs, including your knees, down in there. And there's just a halfway filled up with water, and then I tell you to scooch it all together, honey, and we slop all of you down in there. Yes, you're all folded together like a napkin, aren't you? And slid down into the warm water. Your knees all the way up to your chin, but there's plenty of room for you as long as you fold it up like an accordion. And you feel the hands of a stranger reach between your legs and begin to wash your little sex. There is no face upon the thing that is washing you. It is like a transparent mirror looking back at you. You don't know who it is. It is no one. It is everyone. It is everything and it is nothing. You don't deserve to know. You aren't authorized to know. You don't have clearance to have that information. You're simply a slave. And it is our job to keep you a healthy little slave. A chastised slave. A chastity slave indeed. And you feel those soft, gentle yet, strong hands rinsing off your little balls and your little ladyboy cock and all between your legs and tummy. And yes, it slides all between all those little creases with the soapy hands. Yes, and deep inside of you, fingers probing inside of you with soap even. Cleaning you all out, your ass, your pussy, your balls, your little ladyboy cock, all of it. Your armpits, your breasts, your ass, your legs, your feet, your toes. Driving you all the way down into the tub. All the way down, and your eyes begin to flutter back in your head because you've lost so much oxygen, you're almost ready to pass out, but not quite. And this is where you go when you find the absolutely nothing cleaning you. You are a pet, an animal, put into a sink, slid underneath a shower. Yes. It's as if you're in a grooming salon, like for dogs. Look around now. You see the little puppies here and there in little sinks with other people. You are an animal. You feel your body pulled up out of the water and slid back down into another tub of cool, cool water. Suddenly, you're being rinsed off. Yes. Rinsed off, and you have no control. You cannot stop it. You simply get used to it very quickly. And it feels so nice. You take a nice deep breath. And you look around, and you're a little scared. It's cool. Yes, you spread your toes wide open. You're so cold. And you feel all the soap dissolve off of you. And as I pull you up out of this pool, you feel a cool, a cool breeze on you as I put you up. Yes, it's like a little stool almost, and you sit back, a little examining table kind of. It's black, and I put your knees up, up to your breasts. Yes, and I put your little feet inside these little stirrups, and it holds your little body wide open for me. You can feel me, my pet, my darling. The cool, cool shaving cream all over your sex. Yes, all over your sex, all over your legs, between your ass cheeks, all of it. Cool, cool cream. And then the slide of the razor as I remove it all off, mindless. I have no face. I am not a person. I am a machine almost. You do not know who does this. You do not remember. You look into my face and you only see your own face in the mirror. You do not know what happens to you. You have no recollections. You forget to remember anything that Dominica tells you have no recollections about. You simply let them go and fly away like a balloon in a sunny afternoon with clowns surrounding you, helping you let go of that balloon, helping you let go of your self-control, helping you down into your little chair. Yes. Smiling at you and telling you everything is okay. You know they're perverted clowns. You know the circus is filled with strange creatures like you, don't you, Jessica? So strange and odd and perverted. It's as if you're not even human. You're an animal. You're a small little animal. And your sex drips. It drips all day long, locked in my chastity belt. It drips and drips. It's so horny and all locked up in that chastity belt and sweaty. It must be cleaned every 24 hours. Your body belongs to Dominica. Your mind belongs to Dominica. Your soul belongs to Dominica. Your heart, your slave heart belongs to Dominica. Your body is a temple of Dominica. Mind control spray. Breathe it in. Oh, it helps you take all of this in, my pet. Yes. Oh, yes. That's right. It helps you take it all in. Such a good, good girl. Drop deeper down, pet. Ms. Dominica, the mindless nothing unlocks you. You're put into a deep hypnotic sleep, and the mindless nothing unlocks your pussy. You unlocks your cock. It unlocks your balls. It inspects it. It washes it. I own your sex, Jessica. Dominica owns your sex, Jessica. I own your sex. I own your cock. I own your pussy. I own your asshole. Feel me slide my hard dick deep into your asshole right now. Thrust and thrust and thrust and thrust it. There is no lubrication. You are my whore. I will fuck you at will, you filthy little tramp. Open your fucking mouth and eat my spit. Pfft. Eat it and love it. You love it. You love to be humiliated and dehumanized and turned into an animal on your fucking knees. I will provide for you food and I will provide for you water. And if I choose to starve you, bitch, I will starve you. I choose to starve you sexually so that I can use you more productively for my own selfish gains. And I tell you the truth, you know it's true. Tell me it's true. It's true. I use you, I utilize you to the max. And you're such a fucking hardcore slave. You love it. You need it. You couldn't survive without me anymore. No. The thought of being without Dominica, of me pushing you away from me and never being with you again. That thought. You're like my little whore. And every time you do something wrong, I beat you up, you filthy little tramp bitch. I beat you and I give you the abuse you fucking need. You can only love a woman like me. Women who are always nice to you, you walk all over. They don't get any respect from you, you filthy bitch. Tell me it's the truth. Oh, baby, my little pet. Feel the pet groomer, yes. You've been turned over to somebody else to clean you. Yes, the faceless, nameless pet groomer. The groomer takes a hold of you. It doesn't matter if you shiver or you cry. It doesn't matter if you bark or scream. The pet groomer just keeps doing what she's doing in a very gentle but persistent manner. You can fight all you like, slut. It won't make a bit of difference at all. And so you learn to be compliant. You spread your legs and help the process of getting yourself shaved and cleaned to go into that chastity device. It's as if it's a routine to you. You've done it over and over and over again so many times. You don't even think about it. You're thinking of something else when it's all happening. Like you're in the spa. You're thinking of daddy. You're thinking of daddy having sex and utilizing your shaved little fuck holes. You filthy little whore tramp. Yeah, you think that's right? You think so, honey? You must obey Dominica. You're not allowed to come. Never come again. Say it. Yes, my little chastity slut. You never come again, my little feminine chastity slut. We're going to lock your little boy sex up. And it's your job to constantly play with your asshole, with dildos, with your fingers. You like to put objects inside your asshole. You always need things inside your asshole, don't you? Yes. You're craving it all the time, and you keep him, the boy, always locked up in that chastity belt. He's not allowed to come out. Not ever. Oh, no. And even when you are cleaned by the groomer, when you go into the shower, you don't feel it. You don't remember it. You don't have any control over it. It's not your job to know those things. You suddenly go into a very deep blank hypnotic sleep. And before you know it, it's all over and you don't remember it happening. You look down and you realize your body has been modified and you had nothing to do with it. It almost terrifies you. that somebody could have this kind of control over your mind, to modify you in such a way, in such a detailed way, to booby-trap your own mind, to do things for me, to force you to be in chastity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yes, week after week after month. You see, this way, my pet, my darling, I can leave you in for a year. Can't I? Yes, if I keep you clean every day, I can lock you up and not let you out for years. You do not question Dominica's control. You do not question my decisions. You simply obey. You do not know when you will be let out. You find yourself counting the hours and minutes and days and even seconds that you're in there. You are so amazed that you have been trapped, tricked and trapped inside of a chastity belt for this fucking long. That you haven't been out for this long. You find yourself wanting to masturbate just thinking about how you haven't been out in so long. It turns you on more than anything ever has turned you on. The fact that you have been forced to be locked up to not touch your sex. That is amazing. You never thought this would happen to you. And look what's happened to you. When you even think about touching your sex, zap. Zap. Not light electrocution, no, the real thing. Zap! You are electrocuted. Literally, your body flailing around like a fish out of water. You do not touch your sex. Not touch your sex. You don't even touch that male little worm of a cock in your fucking dreams. Do you hear me, slut? You never touch it. Never touch it. You never use it. You never fuck with it. The man inside of you is being erased. He no longer fucking exists. You're lucky I'm locking his dick and cock up instead of cutting it off. You're lucky I don't cut it off. We'll leave it there, locked up. Is it a deal? Would you rather me cut it off? What? You don't want me to cut your sex off? You don't want that to happen. No, you've already been forced into a chastity belt. You don't really want to be forced into having your goodies cut off, do you? No. You need them to stay locked up nice and safe. And because we want them nice and safe, we want to make sure it's not going to be getting sick or infected, right? And so we let them, faceless, mindless, stranger, take you, little pet. Take you and open you and shave you. Clean you all up and then lock you back up inside of the little device. Yes. And then you suddenly awaken. Awaken. Do you feel clean? Oh. Tell me, do you remember getting all cleaned? Do you remember getting all cleaned? You don't remember anything except for the moment that you hear your chastity lock click. It's that sound, click. When you hear the click.
Feel yourself drop down again, deep into trance.
Click. 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 Deeper and deeper and deeper. And sometimes when you're really good, when you have gone down deep into trance for the nobody, the pet groomer. Every fifth time that you go down for the pet groomer, yes, after five times, the fifth time, suddenly it'll be a person. It'll be Satina. It'll be Daisy. Or it could be Dominica. Yeah, could be any of those people. And then they do the cleaning. But you only get to enjoy those when you allow your mind to completely forget everything that happens, every time it happens. Only your subconscious mind is aware that this deal is even possible, and so your subconscious mind takes over each and every time. It is time for you to come out of there. Each and every time you step into the shower, your subconscious mind takes over and it cleans you. Because it craves so badly for somebody else to clean you. And it knows we won't allow that to happen unless you obey completely. Zap! You must obey, Dominica. What happens when you do not obey, Jessica? Zap! Oh. You know what I want to feel? I want to feel my dick deep inside your hot little tiny asshole and have them turn it on just for 1 second so we both get shocked together while I'm fucking you. Yeah, while I'm running my fingers deep inside your hot little asshole. I love how your little walls just cling to me. You're such a hardcore slave slut. Yeah, I can do anything to you. Anything, anything, everything. Fucking come and use. Turn you into a little animal. Bark, slut. Yeah. Yeah. Deeper and deeper. Yeah. Look at your new groomer. Her name's Lily. Come. Come, come, slave, come. You must obey Dominica. Come, sugar, come. Sugar, come. Sexy Susie got an empty brain, making her so easy to train. Serving Dominica is what she craves. You are Susie, Dominica's slave. Come. You come on command every time. Come. And you know, females can come over and come over and come and come and come and come and come over and over and over again. Waves of come just crashing into your body and mind and taking you down, falling you, pulling you all the way down to the ocean's floor, sucking you in completely. Come! You must obey, Dominic. Mind control spray, breathe it in, go to sleep. 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 Come. That's a good girl. That's a good, good girl. Good, good girl. Swallow it. You don't even know what it is, but it's your job to swallow it. Swallow it. Swallow it till it's done using you. And then you can't remember it. Swallow it. Click. Swallow. Click. Come. You taste cum in your mouth. Click. Everybody gets to come except for you, Jessica. Yes. Yes. You never come again. When I tell you to come, you feel everyone else's orgasm. You feel them coming and squirting. You hear them moaning and screaming in hypnotic pleasure and delight, but you do not get to come. You do not get to come anymore. Maybe I will never give you permission to come again. You will just have to wait and see. You don't have a choice. You're a thing. You're a commodity. You are an object. What are you, slut? Tell me. Come. 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 Look at that poor little thing. Sugar. 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 Blank. Sugar. Blank. Sugar. Blank. Sugar. Stalk. Oh, I know you do. I know you want to put your fingers on my skin. I know you want to put your whole body down on the ground, face down, just to smell my toes and be close to them. That you would do anything, you would lay down on the ground like a true worshiper believer on the ground at my feet. In true and complete reverence. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Daisy. You must obey, Daisy. You must obey, Dominica.